I'm ready.
Good morning, Rabbi Sai. So we move on. It's Tesla Zion Shvat, day after Tu B'Shvat. So we won't speak about Brochus anymore, although it's not really a Strogim Nuchsukus, because the Dinim of Brochus is still Nagei Alamaisa. Let's move on from Rosh Hashanah Le'ilonos to Rosh Hashanah Lishkolim. The next event in our calendar will be Shabbos a week. That means next, not this Shabbos, which is Pasuk Yisroi, but Parshas Mishpotim, which will be Shabbos Mevorchin, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the Shabbos when we... Rosh Chodesh Adar. Sorry, Shabbos Mevorchin, Chodesh Adar. And it'll be Parsha Shkolim as well. Why? Because on Rosh Chodesh Adar, Mashmi'in Al Hashkolim. Right, every year, the Bnei Yisrael had to bring, everybody had to bring a half a shekel, a machtis a shekel, for the Beis HaMikdosh, for the expenses of the korbanos. And every year they use the fresh, the new, they use the new shkolim for this year's korbanos. They didn't use last year's shkolim for this year's korbanos. And everybody had to bring, so everybody had to prepare a coin which was a half a shekel. They needed a half a shekel coin, not a lot of, not a collection of small change. And the Beis HaMikdosh, I don't think they gave change. Maybe they changed one shekel into two so that you could give two halves, I don't know, or one half. But that was just maybe a service. But the fact is that they had to give a half a shekel. And Mashmi'in Al Hashkolim, the Beis HaMikdosh sent out messengers who gave who made announcements in every shul and in every kehillah throughout Klal Yisrael that you've got 1 month to prepare your shkolim. In 2 weeks' time, the Shulchanim, the Gizborim, will be in town, and they will be ready to collect for the last 2 weeks of Adar. They'll be collecting the Machzis HaShakel from everybody. You didn't have to go to Yerushalayim to deliver it. The Gizborim came to each place. They set up a Shulchan. They set up a desk in the middle of the town somewhere, and everybody brought their Machzis HaShakel. So, therefore, why do we bring a machtis ha-shekel? The Rebbein Shem said to bring machtis ha-shekel, a half a shekel. What's the reason for a half a shekel, and why not a whole shekel? And Bifrat, in the Nusach of the Yoitzras, it says there that one day we look, yeah, we look at towards the future, and we say, Rebbein Shem, a shekel eso bevayis nocho meniso. The one day I will bring a shekel. But lo yachlif oel v'lo yomid osoy. The law's not going to change. The Torah is not going to change. Where's it on now?
It's on.
Good. The law is not going to change. The halacha of the Torah will not change, and we'll still be bringing a machzis hashekel achabias hamashiach in the Watzla. So what's pshat v'shekel eso v'vayis nochem v'niso? So I saw a number of pshotim in what the remez of a machzis hashekel is. Why we do a machzis hashekel rather than a whole shekel? I've got four Ramazim here, and with the fourth one will answer the question about the Shekel Esau Bavayis Lachum and Yisrael. Just to give you a taster, one of them says that Klal Yisrael, when the Torah says that the Machzis HaShekel was there, Lechape Al Nafshoi Seichem. It was there as a kapora for the Chet Ho'egel. And although the Chet Ho'egel in the Torah comes later, in Parshas Kisisa, after the Parsha of Shkolim, which is the beginning of Kisisa, but we say, Emuktam Avu Chabatoi, this is one of the proofs, and the Chapea Nafshoi Seichem was the Kapora for the Egel. In the Egel, they made a mistake in a half a day. The calculation, they miscalculated the arrival of Moshe Rabbeinu, the return of Moshe Rabbeinu, by a half a day. And therefore, one of the Ramazim of a Machzis HaShekel is to remind us that this Kapora is a Kapora for a Machzis. It's a Kapora for a mistake which was made, Mishesh Shor Solamalo, that mistake of a half a day, of a Chatzi Yoim. And therefore, the Machzis HaShekel is a remez to that, is the Kapora for that. That's one of the four answers. Got three more B'nai Neda we'll look at tomorrow. Now, use the sheets. Anybody got a sheet? Torway, Northwest London, Tes Zion Shvat, the 3rd of February. Rabbi Chaim Polak Shlita, subject, topical theme. Anane HaKovod. This week's Torah Way has been sponsored anonymously, and as always, our Torah Way is as a schus for the neshama of our founder, Rabbi Yosef Dov ben Rabbi Shimon Michal Tzvi, Zichrono Livracha.
Morning.
So this week is the Parshas Yisroi. It's the parasha where we have the Aseret HaDibros. Now the pasuk tells us after the Aseret HaDibros, it says V'chol ha'om roim es ha'koilos v'es ha'lapidim v'es kol ha'shoifo v'es ha'hor oshen v'yah ha'om v'yonu v'yamdu merochok. The pasuk says that the Eden saw the Aseret HaDibros v'yonu, they were shaken v'yamdu merochok, they stood from distance. And Rashi brings from the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Peches. Rashi brings that the Gemara says, the Gemara, Om Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. The Gemara says, Kol dibur v'dibur shiotim pi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after every dibur which Hashem said, Chozru Yisrael achireim yud beis mil. The Yidden, they went back, they moved backwards, they were pushed back from the force of that says the dibros, they were forced back yud beis mil. Bahoyu Malachi Ashoris Madadin Oisom Shanema Malachi Tzvokois Yodoitun Yodoitun Atchik Yodoitun Eli Yododun. The Gemara says after each of the Aseret HaDibros, Bnei Yisrael were pushed back in the midbar, they were pushed back Yud Beis Mil, 12 mil, because of the strength of the Aseret HaDibros, and afterwards they were brought back by Malachim, they were brought back to their original place. That's the Gemara, and Rashi brings the Al HaTorah. So the question which is asked by the Moshe of Skenim Al HaTorah and others, the Rekeach, they ask, we know there's a Halacha of Tchumin. There's a din of tchumin, which really there's two elements of tchumin. One is there's a machlokes rabbanon Rebbe Kiva, a tchumin daraisa, which means we know that a person is not allowed to walk 2,000 amos on Shabbos, at least from the edge of his town, he cannot walk 2,000 amos on Shabbos. That's the tchum Shabbos. And Rebbe Kiva holds that tchum is midaraisa, this issa, which you're not allowed to walk outside your tchum, is a din daraisa. Rabbanon holds only midrabbanon, and we pass in tchumin lav daraisa. Therefore, midaraisa you're allowed to walk more than 2,000 amos, midrabbanon, you can't walk. But Rebbe Kiva holds it's a din daraisa. There's another din, which a lot of Rishonim say, that even though we hold midaraisa, you're allowed to walk more than 2,000 amos, but there's something called Yud Beis Mil, basically 12 times Tchum Shabbos, which is 24,000 amos. That distance to walk 24,000 amos on Shabbos, that for sure is also Minat Torah, even if you argue the Rebbe Kiva. Possibly either 12,000, more than 24,000. So the question is, if the Yidden were pushed back 12 mil from the coil of Aseret HaDibros and the Gemara's Mavor, they went back to their original place. They kept walking back after each of the Aseret HaDibros. They walked back to the original Har Sinai after each of the Dibros. So Nachoira, how were they over the Issof Tchumin? There's the Issof Tchumin. The Fir Bekiva even to walk to 1 mil is a problem. And the Fir Abonon Halacha could be 12 mil for sure is a problem in the Raisa. How could the Yidden have walked 12 mil back to Har Sinai after each of the Aseret HaDibros? There's an Issof Tchumin on Shabbos. No, but it's all on Shabbos. As in, the Gemara tells us in Daf Pi Zayin that Kol Moedim B'Shabbos Nitna Torah. Everyone holds the Torah was given on Shabbos. If it was given on Shabbos, how could they walk to the original place on Har Sinai? L'chore they're walking the mill. And even if they do it in breaks, but the Maaseh it was all on Shabbos. You can't walk 12 men on Shabbos. So that's the question they ask. So there's many, many different answers. Some say that there's a chiddush of the Ramban. The Ramban says the issa to walk 2,000 amos, or according to us, let's say 24,000 amos, only if you're walking. Actually, you're walking naturally. You're walking by foot. So, for example, what would be if somebody would be on a boat on Shabbos and the boat would take him halfway across the world or whatever, would take him a few kilometers, more than 12 mil, and it'd end up somewhere else? The Ramban says he's allowed to continue walking, even though he's outside his original tchum. The Ramban is of the opinion that only to walk 12 mil is a problem. But if you got there some other way, if you didn't naturally walk, it would be okay. So it could be here, the Gemara is saying that they were pushed back from the force of the Aseret HaDibros, so forced back Yud Beis Mil, and the Malachi Ashoris took them back. So it could be there wasn't a regular hiluch. But for now, the person anyway can't walk Yud Beis Mil in one day so many times. The Gemara says a person can only walk 40 mil altogether in a day, and here, after each of the Dibros, they were walking another 12 mil. It had to be there was some unnatural walking. They were helped through the Malachim, the Gemara says. The Malachim aided them in getting back. So it wasn't a natural walking. Could be that doesn't have a din of walking. It's like traveling by boat. So it could be there wouldn't be a problem of walking the tchum in such a way.
What, you can't go out?
Sorry?
Can't go out of the boat?
Yeah, so to go out, I mean, that they had no choice. The Hazaret the Deborah forced them back. The question is more how they walk back, how they walk back to Har Sinai. No. So there the Ramban says, if somebody travelled by boat, he can get off the boat and he can walk another 12 mil.
Yeah?
Yeah. That's Ramban Shitta. Yeah. Adu Shinim argued. Ramban holds that the Issa is only to walk by foot 12 mil. Yeah, Adu Shinim argued, yeah.
I wouldn't argue.
You would not argue. Yeah, Adu Shinim argued. Yeah. It comes out of Fidan Ban, there'll be a Shabbat you can end up moving. I mean, kilometers and kilometers. There wouldn't be a problem of tchum. Some say the Merkabah Mishnah says, we know the Gemara says that there's no Issa of tchumin above 10 tfachim. The Gemara talks about Eliyahu HaNavi, the whole Gemara in Erevin, that there's no Issa of tchumin if someone's above 10 tfachim. So it could be here again, the Malachim were taking them back. Could be the Malachim naturally travel above 10 tfachim. So therefore there wouldn't be a problem of tchumin because the whole traveling happened above 10 tfachim in tchumin l'mayle ma'asoro. That could be another pshat. There's a quite another poshta teretz, but the machlokes in the Gemara in Shabbat stuff pay zayin. Whether the is of tchumin was it only given at matan Torah, was it given already at mora? So if you say that the issa was only given at matan Torah, so then you could say be'etzem that if you think about it, only by the fourth dibur when it came to the mitzvah of Shabbos, that's when they received the issa of tchumin. So some want to say that why were they forced back by the aseres hadibros? The lashon of Gemara is kol dibur shi'otim epi hakadosh baruch hu. It could be only the dibros which Hashem said. When Hashem said that the dibros, that came with such a force that pushed them back Yud Beis Mil. So it could be that was only the first two of the Aseres HaDibros. But when it came to number four, that was already Moshe Rabbeinu telling them the mitzvah of Shabbos. So when it came, when they actually heard the mitzvah of Shabbos, could be then already they weren't forced back the Yud Beis Mil. It was only the first two. And that was before they were Makabel Bachal, the mitzvah of Tchumen Alis. Even if they were in Itztava in Moro on Shabbos, but the Gemara's got a shitta, that Tchumen they actually only heard and Matan Torah, which means by the fourth dibur. So by the time they actually heard the Issa of Tchumen, they're already back in their place. There's no problem of Tchumen.
Even if you say Shiyotzon and Pi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you still have 48 mil.
Yeah, but they were
only
back.
Only two, so you've got Hina Tzik, yeah. Twice.
That was all before the Issa of Tchumen.
So 40 a day is still too much.
Yeah, you think naturally, how did they get there? I think it had to still be some sort of nest.
Still had to be a nest.
Yeah, it could be the first 12, they didn't walk bachalal. It could be that's posture, they were pushed back. So it'd be, yeah, 12 back, and then 12 back with 24. Yeah, for sure, it was some unnatural occurrence.
Don't we learn about coming from the Mon, though, isn't it? From
yes, so about the Mon, so that's really machloikus in the Gemara, yeah. On Daf Pei Zayin. The Gemara brings machloikus, do we learn the Issa of Tchumen from the Mon? One Madama says no. There's no raya from the Mon. It's just either it was given a Matan Torah, or Bechlal, it could be the whole Issa of Tchumen, it's the Rabbanon. Apart from the Yud Beis Mil. Yud Beis Mil, like that was saying, that could be a separate din, that's a Shalim Rishonim. But the basic share of 2,000 Amos, that's either Mid Rabbanon, and even if it's Mid Raisa, it could be it was given by the Mon, could be a Matan Torah. That's another pshat. Some also Medayik and Rashi, if you look in Rashi in the Gemara and Shabbos, Rashi seems to learn that they weren't actually pushed back Yud Beis Mil. Rashi says, Rashi says Yud Beis Mil Zui Midas Machaneim, or you crave him the dibur choizin mi pechat akol at ktseha machane. Rashi sounds like they were pushed back till the edge of the machane, which means not pshat that every yid in Klal Yisrael actually went back 12 mil. Everyone was forced back to the edge of the machane. Now the machane itself was basically 12 mil, so everyone was forced back to the edge of the 12 mil machane. But could be for that they didn't actually end up having to walk more than 12 mil. Again, the theory of Akiva that even 1 mil would be a problem to walk, it would still be a shaila. Once they were pushed back to the edge of the Machane, to get back to Har Sinai, would have been more than 1 mil. So it's still a shaila. I want to concentrate today on the Rekeach. The Rekeach says the Teretz, and Simon Kufain Ches, and the Poisim bring, and the Eliyahu brings in the Prima Godim in Orachaim Shin Sadik Zayin. The Rekeach says that we know Klal Yisrael was surrounded by the Anani HaKovet. So he says that when the Yidden were pushed back 12 mil, the Anan HaKovet followed them. They were all the Yidden were pushed back. The Anan HaKovet, which surrounded them, went back with them. And he says, the halacha is, if somebody goes to a town, somebody, let's say, is taken on Shabbos, the Gemara says, if Goyim took a Yid and they transported him to a different town or to a different place, if that place has got mechitas around it, then they can travel the whole city. The whole city becomes like Dalat Amos. A place which is mukuf mechitas, which is surrounded by mechitas, it's got a din like Dalat Amos. So therefore he says, even though they were moved out of the original Machane Yisrael, they were moved out Yud Beis Mil, they were now suddenly randomly in the middle of the Midbar, but because Anani HaKovet followed them, comes out, they were mukuf with mechitzas. The Nana covered, the Ananim had a din of a mechitza, had a halacha like a mechitza, and therefore because it was like a mechitza, so the whole camp was basically like one area of Dalet Amos. It's like they were transported to a room, which that room, because it's surrounded by mechitzas, it's got a din of Dalet Amos. Therefore, the Nana covered surrounded them and had a din of a mechitza. Therefore, the whole area was like Dalet Amos. Therefore, they could walk around the whole area where the Ananim were. That is the chiddush of the Rekeach. So we've seen the Rekeach merging a chiddush that the Nana covered had the halach of a mechitza, and therefore basically it made the whole area like one Rosh Hashayochid, like one area of Dalet Amos in regards to the Tchumen, and therefore there was no problem of walking even more than Yud Beis Mil. Yeah, but he's saying the Ananah Kovet it surrounded them at all times. So when they went back, they were always mukuf in the mechitzas.
Just smoke coming.
The smoke was at the front, but the Ananah were surrounding them.
There's no Shesi Ve'erev. It's not even a mechitzah.
It's better than Shesi Ve'erev. Shesi
Ve'erev.
Yeah, the Rekeach saying it's the best mechitzah. Shesi Ve'erev is when you've got, let's say, lovot. You've got strings going that way or strings that way. Here, the Ananah Kovet was a...
solid.
Yeah, so there is Be'emes, the Menashe Klein in the Mishnah Halachas. He says it's hard to understand the Ananah Kovet by actual mechitza. He says it wasn't really a mamasha sticker thing. So he says the pshat is the Ananah Kovet, they were mainly there. They were there to protect Klal Yisrael from the elements, from above, from below. He says also they were there to keep the goyim out. The goyim wouldn't be able to enter Machane Yisrael. So he says that in Hilchos Shabbos, he wants to prove from here, from other places, you don't need mamasha a real mechitza. It's enough that you've got something, a mechitza, which basically separates those which are in from those which are out. That's enough to be called a mechitza. So he brings the psak from the Kreuzenberger Rebbe, who held that any town which has got traffic lights, which go red and green, because the traffic light goes red, therefore naturally people have to stop at the traffic light. So that's enough to control the rabbi. It controls the people and it tells people you have to stop. That's got a din of a mechitza in Hilchos Shabbos.
Does it have to control everybody in the town?
I mean, every red light hopefully controls those who are standing by it. So everyone is controlled through the traffic lights. So basically you've got mechitzas surrounding a city. So therefore, every modern city with traffic lights basically ends up being mukuf mechitzas. Yes, the closing Kreuzenberger Rebbe held is basically no modern town is a Rosh Hashanah Rabin. And so Rav Nasha Klein goes through this, and one of his rites is the Rekeach.
It's not a physical barrier.
That's exactly what he's proving. They don't need a physical mechitza like in Hilchos Sukkah, that you need a wall. You don't need a wall. You need something which is manea regular Rabin. It stops, it controls the Rabin. So the Ananiah Kovet were there to control that the Goyim couldn't come in, and perhaps the Eden couldn't go out normally. That was enough to control the rabbim, to stop people coming in. That's enough of a mechitza for Shabbos. But, yeah, that's just how we understand this mechitza. Yeah, so that's the Rekeach. So Rekeach is basically saying that the Eden, there was no problem of Tchumin, because they were basically always mukuf in mechitzas, and therefore that mokum had a din like Dalet Amos. So there's a few questions on this Rekeach. Prima Godem asks, the main question, that we know... the halacha of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, Rosh Hashanah Yochid on Shabbos. You can't be moitzi. Until now we're talking about Tchumen. That you can't walk 2,000 amas. You can't walk Yud Beis Mil, 24,000 amas. There's another halacha of Hoitzah. You cannot carry from Rosh Hashanah Yochid to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. And we know where's the makor of what's called Rosh Hashanah Rabbim in Hilchos Shabbos. And the Gemara says, like the rest of the Melachah Shabbos, we learn that from the Mishkan. And the Gemara tells us in Shabbos, Daf Tzadik Zayin, that we learn that from a pasuk in Parshas Vayakel, that there it says that Moshe Rabbeinu, when it came to donating to the Mishkan, Moshe Rabbeinu said that there's it's Shabbos today, and therefore don't carry from Rosh Hashanah Yochid to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. The Gemara says on Shabbos Tzadik Zayin, Vayitzav Moshe Vayaviru Kol B'Machane. The Gemara says Moshe Heichon Hoyo Yosef B'Machane Leviyah. Moshe was in Machane Leviyah. B'Machane Leviyah Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and the Yidden went to Rosh Hashanah Yochid. V'Ka'omer LeYisrael Lo Yisafikum Rosh Hashanah Yochid Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. And the Gemara says we're talking about it was on Shabbos, and Moshe was telling the Yidden don't carry from your tent, which was in Rosh Hashanah Yochid, to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, basically to the Mishkan. Because Mefurish of the Gemara, that at least the Machane Leviyah where Moshe was sitting, was a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. And that's where we learn the whole halacha of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. It's all learned out from Diglei Midbar, from the Midbar. The Eden in the Midbar basically had the din of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So therefore, it's Mefurish that had the din of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. The whole Machane Yisrael was surrounded by Nanah Kovet. So like in Tchumin, it would make the area like Dalet Amos, the Chorei who had in would have a din Mechitza to make the entire Machane Yisrael like Rosh Hashanah Yochid. It was all surrounded with one big mechitza. It should all have a din of Rosh Hashanah Yochid. So L'chorah, how can we learn out the din of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim from the Midbar? L'chorah, L'fid Rekeach, I had the mechitza. What's going on? That's one question. Another question, a daf later, the Gemara says.
What was the chapter that Machane Leviyah alone is Rosh Hashanah Rabbim? Because
The whole of Machne Yisrael, Pashtos, it means the Machne. It just means Lafuki, the tent. It means the private tent, Pashtos. Kipshut, it just means Lafuki, their private houses, Pashtos. Yeah, for Pashtos. There's another Gemara in Daf Tzadik Ches. The Gemara says if somebody carries four Amos in Rishus HaRabim, but the Rishus HaRabim has to be Makura. There's a bridge on top, let's say. And basically the area which you're carrying in is covered. The Gemara says the Rishus HaRabim Makura is Pata. Why? We learn that from Digle Midbar. And there the area was not covered, the Gemara says. And therefore Rishus HaRabim cannot be covered. If it's covered, it's not similar to the situation of the Yidin in the Midbar. And therefore it won't have a din of Rishus HaRabim. So we see again, we learn out all the Tanoim, all the Protim of Rishus HaRabim from the Yidin in the Midbar. Oh, so the question is, L'chorah, the Nanah covered, L'chorah on top. So L'fi the Rekeach, that they had a Din Mechitza, like they had a Din Mechitza on the side, L'chorah, who had Din on top, also would have been a Mechitza, would have also been called a Makura. So therefore, how on earth can we learn that if somebody carries in a Rishus HaRabim, which is covered, your Potter, because it's not like Digle Midbar. And Digle Midbar itself, they had the Nanah covered on top, that itself, L'chorah had a Din Kiru. If you look in the Ritva there, the Ritva says a few words. Says Vananiya covered Einom Nechshav LeKirui. It's not considered the Kirui. Question is, what does he mean? He seems to be asking this question that there were Nanaya covered, and he says it's not called the Kirui. It's not so clear. Says Be'emma says as a
rain comes through.
The rain. I don't know if the rain did come through, but I don't know if that would stare them. I don't know if that would stare the Mechitza. Maybe when you have schach, could we also got a din Mechitza and the rain can also go through. So the Avni Nezer, he says he wants to explain why the Kashan and Rekeach, why it shouldn't be a Mechitza. He says the halach is a Mechitza has to be able to stand in a Ruach Mitzuyah. If you've got a Mechitza which the Ruach can basically knock it down, even if the wind didn't knock it down, but I might say if it's a weak Mechitza, then it doesn't have a din of a Mechitza. So he says the Gemara Yevamah Staf Ein Beis says that in all the 40 years that the Yidin were in the Midbar, there was no Ruach Tzfoinus, and therefore the Yidin couldn't do Mila. Says the Gemara, why? The Gemara says one reason, because if it'd be a Ruach Tzfoinis, it would blow away the Anani HaKovet. Which means the Gemara is saying the Anani HaKovet wasn't strong enough to be able to stand through a Ruach Tzfoinis. So he says, comes out, I have the Anani HaKovet, which is a Mechitza, which is unable to stand in a Ruach Mitzuyah. Just granted, the whole 40 years that they were in the Midbar, Hashem made sure there was no Ruach Tzfoinis, Kedei shouldn't blow away. But Be'etim it's a Mechitza, which can't stand in a Ruach Mitzuyah, Mechori shouldn't have it in Mechitza. The Gemara says that Ruach Tzfoinis is Neshevas Pachol Yoim regularly. Tosfos got a whole pshat in the Gemara, but the Gemara says normally every day you need the Ruach Tzfoinis. There's a Ruach Mitzuyah. As they freak the Igli Tal, the Avnei Nezer. So that could be pshat in the Ritva as well. The Ritva was saying that even though Rishus HaRabim was covered with an Anah covered, maybe it didn't have a din of a Mechitza because the wind maybe would have been able to blow it away. But the question is the Rekeach saying that these Anah covered had a din Mechitza legabe Tchumin. So how could it have it in Mechitza? L'chorah, it would be able to be blown away with a Ruach Mitzuyah. There's another question, I'll just say, Bekitza, the Gemara in Irvin, Tafnun Hei, the Gemara's got a Shaila. The Gemara says, normally when there's a city, you're allowed to walk 2,000 amas from the edge of the city. But the Gemara says, Yoshvei Tzrifim, people who live in tents, Bedouins or things like that, each one lives in his own tent. The Gemara says that it doesn't have a din of a town. And therefore, everyone can only walk 2,000 amas from their actual tent. It doesn't constitute a town altogether. So the Gemara asks the question that the Yidin in the Midbar, the Gemara says that we know when they needed to be excused, the Psukim in Parshas Kisete say that they had to leave the whole Machane in order to excuse themselves. And the Gemara says, it comes that they had to walk from one, let's say somebody was at the front of the Machane Yisrael, he had to walk the entire Yud Beis Mil to get to the back of Machane Yisrael, leave the Anania covered, he'd excuse himself, then come back in. Says the Gemara, how could he walk the entire length of Machane Yisrael? It comes that he'd be walking basically Yud Beis Mil. And on Shabbos at least, how would we be able to walk this distance? What happened to the Issa of Tchumen? And the Gemara says, a chiddush is a cost of Apiyashem Yachno, Apiyashem Yiso, that basically Machane Yisrael had a din like a town. So the Imri Bina asks, Lefidere Keach, the whole Machane Yisrael was surrounded by a Mechitza. If it was a Mechitza, like we're saying by us, that it's all got a din, like Dalat Amos, it's all got a din of one Rishos, you're allowed to walk the entire area. Like the Eden by Matan Torah were able to walk around the whole Yud Beis Mil to get back to the place because they were surrounded with an Anah covered, to Adin, if somebody needed to excuse themselves, they'd be able to walk the entire distance of Machane Yisrael, because it was all Mukkah for the Mechitza. So Lefi Derekech had a din of a Mechitza. So we're asking, Lefi Derekech had a din Mechitza, Maishanof and the Gemara in Irvin, Lagabe excusing themselves that they couldn't walk the entire distance. And Lagabe Rishus HaRabim as well. How could we learn out Dine Rishus HaRabim from Digle Midbar if Lechori wasn't Rishus HaRabim? Number one, because it was surrounded by mechitzas, and therefore it would have had a din of Rishus Hayochid. Those are basically the main questions. So one more Gemara, the Gemara in Shabbos, Davov says, very interesting Gemara, the Gemara says that a midbar, what's the halach of a midbar? Is it Rishus Harabim? Is it Rishus Hayochid? And the Gemara says a midbar, it depends if Bezman Shisol Shurim but midbar, it had one din, and today Bezman Hazeh, where the Eden are not in the midbar, it's got a different din. Rashi learns, when the Eden were in the midbar, it was a Rishus Harabim, because it was a populated place, basically. And today, where nobody really lives, less people live in the midbar, therefore it's a caramelist. But if you look at the Rambam says, Ezer Rosh Hashanah, and he says, Sratia Plati goes to all the lists, and he says, Umidbar, Midbar is Rosh Hashanah. For the case of Mishnah, the Gemara says the opposite. The Gemara L'Chor is saying that only when the Eden were there in the Midbar, that's when it was Rosh Hashanah. And the son of the Rambam was asked this, and he said, no, the Rambam learned the Gemara the other way around. The Rambam learns that when the Eden were in the Midbar, it was not a Rosh Hashanah, it was a Carmelis, or was a Rosh Hashayachit. Today, the midbar could become a Rosh Hashanah. If people would dwell in the midbar today, it would be a Rosh Hashanah. But when the Eden were there, it was not a Rosh Hashanah. Why not? Says in Rekev Mishnah, because of the Regeach. Because when the Eden were there in the midbar, it was surrounded with the Mechitza. Therefore, it wasn't a Rosh Hashanah, it was a Rosh Hashayachit because of the Mechitza. Only today that there's no Ananiah covered in the midbar, if it would become a populated place, it would become a Rosh Hashanah. So basically, Rekev Mishnah is really touching the Rambam like this Regeach, that the Ananiah covered had a Din Mechitza and therefore wasn't a Rosh Hashanah. But the question is, all these questions we're asking, that we've seen other Gemaras, that we learn all the halachas of Rosh Hashanah from the Eden in the Midbar. So was it Rosh Hashanah? Was it not Rosh Hashanah? Maybe one more point is that we know that the Luchos Shniyos, the Luchos were given twice, and the Luchos Shniyos were given on Yom Kippur. And if you look in the Pesukim, there's a few interesting things. If you look in the end of Pashas Kisis, the pasuk there says, an interesting pasuk. It says, "Vayhi beretas Moshe mehas Sinai, u'shnei luchos ha'idus biyad Moshe, beridatoy menahar, u'Moshe leyodak ikon erpono." The pasuk says twice that Moshe came down the mountain, beretas Moshe, u'shnei luchos ha'idus biyad Moshe, beridatoy menahar. Again, it repeats when he went down from the mountain. Why does it say twice? When he went down from the mountain, he had the luchos, and it says it twice. And actually, that says, "Beridatoy menahar, k'shehivi luchos acharonis biyem kippurim." Why is actually telling us it was Yom Kippur? So the Ponim Yafis says that the second luchos were given on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, you can't carry from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. It says, Has Sinai had a din like Rosh Hashanah. We know that halacha is a telam islaki, like a mountain or a hill, is like Rosh Hashanah. He says, you can't carry from Rosh Hashanah, from Has Sinai, to the rest of Machane soil, which was the Rosh Hashanah. So how could Moshe carry the luchos? So he says, Moshe started walking, and on the way down, when he was already walking, Hashem gave him the luchos when he was walking, beridatoy. He says, Alochis, if somebody is walking, and then, on the way, while he's walking, somebody puts something in his hand, it doesn't have a din of an akira. It's not called carrying. So he's medayik and the pasuk, when Moshe was ready on the way down, that's when Hashem put the luchos in his hand, kedei that it shouldn't be over the issa of Haitzah. So he's basically saying there's a problem of Haitzah, you cannot carry from Rosh Hashayochid, from the mountain, from Hasinai to Machane Yisrael, which was Rosh Hashanah. Again, we see that Machane Yisrael had a din of Rosh Hashanah. The Rokachava in Pashas Akev, he's basically medayik in the Pesukim. If you look in Pashas Akev, the Torah describes the two luchos. By the first luchos, it says that Moshe came down, v'shnei luchos habris ashtei yodai. He was holding the two luchos. If you look the second time in Pashas Akev, on Yom Kippur, there it doesn't say that he was holding the luchos. V'efen v'irid menahor, v'osem asa luchos ba'orin. It doesn't say it was in his hand. The Rokachava is saying in Pashas Akev, if you're medayik, the first time, when Moshe came down the first time on Shavuot Sabbatamos, with luchos rishonos, the luchos were in his hand. Yeah. The second time in Yom Kippur, it doesn't say in the pasuk that Moshe was holding the luchos. It just says, v'efein, I came down, v'erid minahor, I came down the mountain, v'osim es haluchos ba'oron, and I put it in a box. But it doesn't say, shtei luchos biyodi, like it says by the first luchos.
It must have been, because
it's not the Rokachava, that the second luchos was given in Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is Issa Yitzor. He says, Moshe Rabbeinu, he did not leave Har Sinai holding the luchos. He took the luchos, he left them on Har Sinai, bit of an anticlimax, he left them on Har Sinai, he left them there, and he came down to tell Yidden, we've got the Torah. Motzi Yom Kippur, he went back to the mountain and he put it in the Oren. But he couldn't carry, he couldn't take it off. And Yom Kippur, he could not take the luchos off Har Sinai and give it to Kali Yisrael, the Issa
Vaitzor.
First
luchos was Shabbos.
See that. Okay. So why, what about the first time? Good question.
No, but he brought them down.
He says I came down and I was holding the luchos.
Hold smashed on the first time.
He smashed them.
Yeah, it's a good question. I'm not sure.
He smashed them on Shabbat Shabbos, wasn't it?
Yeah, it could be the maxi. He never, I don't know if he got off the mountain. As in because he never left the mountain, so maybe he was holding it. Not sure, that's a good question.
It's that Shiva Shabbos was when we did the Eidah.
No, but the mountain was on Shabbos. No, but Shabbos in the Torah was when that certain limits were given. Yeah. They came down the mountain, that was Shabbos.
Later,
that was Shabbos HaTamuz, sorry, yeah. Yeah,
well, that's 40 days.
Yeah, it's Shavuot, and then Shavuot, Zayin,
it's not Shabbos.
Yeah, 40 days later, but not being Shabbos.
40 days
later, yeah, very good, yeah, that's a try, yeah. Yes, so Sibus wasn't Shabbos. When he came down, that wasn't Shabbos. Yeah. The second looks were given him Kippur. To say Sam the Chasim Sefer, he says another pshat how he could carry it down. He says that the Nesilas HaTorah is so important. It's like the Kuach Nefes, which is Deicha Kula Torah Kula. So there had to be that Moshe was able to take the Luchos off Matan Torah, off HaSinai, because it's not Gora than the Kuach Nefes, which is Deicha Kula Torah. So he says, he's Medayik, and we say in Davening on Shabbos, he says, Yushnei Luchos HaBonim Hoyed B'yodoi, V'chosuf Behem Shmira Shabbos, V'chein Kosuf B'Torah Secho, V'shom B'Bnei Shalas HaShabbos. Why do we bring in the Shabbos Moshe? V'chein Kosuf B'Torah Secho. He says, where's the Makoy that the Kuach Nefesh is Deicha Shabbos? Because it says, V'shom B'Bnei Shalas HaShabbos, the Gemara says, you can be Mechal Shabbos, K'day, last is the Shabbos, K'day, to keep other Shabbos. So he says, that's what we're saying. Shnei Luchos HaBonim Hoyed B'yodoi. How could Moshe Rabbeinu come down holding the Luchos? How could it be? It was Yom Kippur. On that we say, V'chein Kosuf B'Torah Secho, V'shom B'Bnei Shalas HaShabbos, last is the Shabbos, that we see from there. Bikuach nefesh is doicha Shabbos. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu had the right to take the luchos and take it off HaSinai from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. It was doicha Shabbos. That's his pshat in the davening. But basically, it's another pshat how we could do it on Yom Kippur. But we see from these three achronim, Panim Yopis, the Rosh Hashanah.
Looks like, but it didn't carry.
Yeah, some say that it was noisless. Atzmoy, it's another pshat. But according to this, basically, we find clearly that Machne Yisrael had the din of Rosh Hashanah. Question is, what's going on? The Rakech says it's Rosh Hashanah. Basically, who the pshat is, a Peter Grohl. We know that the Torah asks, why do we celebrate Sukkot? On Sukkot, why don't we celebrate it Pesach time? Because that's when we got the Nine Kovot, says the Gro. Because when the Yidden were Choyt and the Egel, we lost our Nine Kovot. The Nine Kovot left us. And when did they came back? He says, only after we started building the Mishkan, after Yom Kippur, and then Klal Yisrael brought the Nedavos, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis Tishri, and then on Tes by Yud Aleph Tishri, when we built the Mishkan, now Sukkot, then the Nine Kovot came back. When it came to Sukkot, come out, says the Gra, there was a Tkufa from the Egel, from Shiva Asa B'Tamuz, till Sukkot, there was no Ananiya Kovet. It's come out, there a few months in the calendar where the Eden did not have an Ananiya Kovet. And if you had Efshe, we could answer everything. When it came to Luchos Rishonos, like the Rekeach says, Avada, they had an Ananiya Kovet. So when they got the Luchos, they were surrounded by Mechitas, says the Rekeach. So therefore, even though they were pushed back 12 mil, they were surrounded by Mechitas, they had an Ananiya Kovet. There was no problem. That's what the Rekeach says, they were able to get back to Matan Torah, to HaSinai. He was surrounded with the mechitzas. That is the Rekeach. Mitzad Sheni, when it came to learning out the halachas of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, like we know, we learn out all Dini Rosh Hashanah Rabbim from the Yidden in the Midbar. That was by the Mishkan. Like all the malachos, where did we learn out all the halachas, Teichon, Ma'ameh, all these Dinim, from how they made the Mishkan? When did they make the Mishkan? In that window, basically, before Sukkot, before the Mishkan was built. It comes out, basically, it was around Yom Kippur time, where they did not have it on our covenant. It was after the Egel, but before the Mishkan was set up. And that's the Tkufa where they built the Mishkan, where from that we learn Hilchos Shabbos. So we're learning Hilchos Shabbos from a Zman where they didn't have an Ananiah Kovet to feed the Gro. We're learning it from a Zman where they were building the Mishkan, where they weren't yet Zoicha to have the Ananiah Kovet. In that Tkufa, they didn't have the Mechitza. They didn't have the Ananiah Kovet. Comes out, they weren't Mukha for the Mechitza. So then the Gemara says, Avada, Tigli Midbar, Avada had a dinner, Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. We learn out all the halachas of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim from the Midbar. And similarly, if somebody carries in a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim Makura, if it's covered, they're potter because Einu Domi L'Digli Midbar, we could say, because possibly they didn't have an Ananiah Kovet when they were building the Mishkan. So that's how we learn out the halachos of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim from the Midbar, because in that Tkufa, between Shiva Asa B'Tamuz and Sukkot, they didn't have an Ananiah Kovet to feed the Groh. So that would be over there. Similarly, when it comes to the Gemara Erevin, the Gemara asks, how could Klal Yisrael excuse themselves? And the Gemara says, how could they walk the entire Machaneh? It could be the Gemara is asking, Legabi, that Tkufa, but they didn't have an Ananiah Kovet, for those few months, how could they excuse themselves on Shabbos? And that's the man that didn't have Mechitzas. So they're going to be over Issa Tchumen. And the Gemara says there's a special din, Abi Hashem Yachnu, that they could walk inside the Machne. But basically, in that Zman, they didn't have a Mechitza. So the Gemara is asking, how could they excuse themselves during those few months? So coming back to the Luchos Shniyos, Luchos Shniyos was given on Yom Kippur. What?
It's
a question. Yeah, that could be they ate other food as well, Pashtas. The Tosafot says, I think, somewhere that they used to buy other food from the Goyim, so they needed to excuse themselves. So there's coming back to Luchos Shniyos were given in Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, according to the Gra, was 5 days before Hakamas HaMishkan. So when the Luchos Shniyos was given in Yom Kippur, They didn't have it in our covers. That's why the Chasam Sofer, the Panim Yochus, the Rokachov, they're all asking, how on earth could the Moshe Rabbeinu take the Luchos from Har Sinai to Machane Yisrael, who's carrying from Moshe Yochet to Moshe Rabbim? Because that was just before they got back the Luchos Shniyos. So during that time, Machane Yisrael would have a din of Moshe Rabbim. So therefore they're asking, how could you carry from Moshe Yochet to Moshe Rabbim? And who had din? That was learned from Nidvos HaMishkon in Parshas Vayakel. That was just after Moshe Rabbeinu started receiving the Nadovos, and he said, "Vayavu kol b'machan," and he said, "Don't carry." That was again just before the Mishkan was set up. So basically, saying there's no stira. There was a tkufa on Klal Yisrael that there was no one in our covered. During that zman, it was Rosh Hashanah, and that's why Luchos Shniyos and Yom Kippur there was an issue, and that's how we learn our Ul Dinei Rosh Hashanah from the Tigli Midbar. Mitzad Sheni, when it came to Luchos Yishonos, where there, they, like the Rekach says, they had an in our covered. They had a din of a machitza, therefore had a din of a Shosh Yochid. If you that, I'm sure everything will be answered.
How are you?
How are you?
You speak about this morning.